And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning, Friday Eve here in Southeast Kansas. We'll have open lines starting here in just a little bit. But now joining us in studio from the ABC Coffeyville's Christian Preschool and Childcare, we have Sharon Brown. And Sharon, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing okay.
Well, it's good to have you in studio today. And first of all, before we get started on what we're going to be talking about, we're talking about a sweepstakes fundraiser coming up here pretty soon. But first of all, just tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, my husband and I, Steve and I, own ABC, and we've been open since 2018, and we're licensed with the state of Kansas, and we have kids from 1 year old till they start school. So we have a pre-K program, a preschool program, and then on down to the younger kids.
And obviously, like you said, you started in 2018. What was kind of the motivation to start a preschool? Was it just basically, was there not kind of lack of the in the area of preschools? Or what was kind of the motivation to get started with a preschool?
We just felt like that's what God wanted us to do. And yes, we felt like there was a need for an all-day childcare and preschool, because parents have to move their kids around if they're only like a 3 hour preschool. And so we wanted to have something where working parents could drop their kids off and not have to shuffle them around during the day and come back after work and pick them up.
Absolutely. So just drop them off at one place and they're there all day, and they come pick them up after work, which is very important. It's kind of hard to do when it's like a 3 hour or a 2 hour or something like that, where you have to leave work to shuffle them around to another place.
Right. Right. And we just felt led to do it. We felt like that's what we were supposed to do. My whole life, all of the other jobs I've had before, I think has prepared me for this. I can look back and see that now. And I feel very blessed that we can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and serve this community.
And I know everybody around here appreciates that, because I'm pretty sure you guys have a pretty good pretty good amount of children that are over there during the day.
We do, and we have great parents and great kids and great teachers. The teachers always try to make it fun to learn, and the kids have fun learning, you know. So we it's just, and safety is very important to us as well, and we have several things that we do for that too. So
I know everybody around here appreciates you guys. So let's go ahead and get started with one of the things we were going to talk about today. You guys are having a fundraiser coming up here where you're selling sweepstakes tickets. So tell us a little bit about the fundraiser.
Okay. Well, the reason we started it is because we have done some things at ABC that has allowed us to be able to have more children there. And so we're going to need more parking for parents and teachers. And we have a grassy area just to the south of our parking area. And we would like to pour concrete there and make a bigger parking lot. And they've told us it's going to be $10,000. And so that's why we decided to have this. And it's actually currently going on. We are having the sweepstakes. We're selling tickets right now. All the ABC kids are selling them, and teachers are selling them. You can also go to our new website at abccoffeyville.com. And you can purchase there, or you can email us at abccoffeyville@gmail.com. And you can call 620-714-0817. And so there's several ways that you can get tickets. The tickets are $5 each, or you can purchase five and get $5 off, which makes you get a free ticket. So free's always good. So.
Free is always good. And yeah. With these sweepstakes tickets, you guys are also giving away prizes as well. And we got some good prizes here to talk about here this morning.
Yes, the community, all the businesses, and even just individuals have been very generous and given us things to give away. Do you want me to go ahead and
Absolutely.
Tell them?
Okay, yeah, yeah, awesome. Let's talk about all these great prizes.
I definitely want to let people know. Coffeeville Feed and Farm donated $125 of home-raised beef.
That's something that
yes.
with rising prices nowadays, especially for beef, that is something that you definitely want.
That's awesome, yes. Dylan and Jody Oder donated a 42-inch TV. Nichols Hitching Post, a $50 gift certificate. Curtis and Michelle Foster, a cool bench that's made with a pickup gate, a tailgate. I don't know if you all have seen those, but they're really, really nice. And Creative Corner donated a gift tote, including a free massage and a salon card that's valued, I think, $130 or so. Pottery by M.A. Donated a beautiful bowl and two cups and a bag of Coffeeville coffee. And Megan Abbott does that pottery, and you need to look at her website because she's got some really beautiful things. CV Beauty donated $35 gift certificate. Terabith Coffee House and Roastery donated two bags of coffee. Sugar and Spice Barker Bakery donated a custom cake. Sonic donated $30 gift card. Kyle and Madison Kester donated a decorative wall hanging. Nutrition Hub donated a $20 gift card. And Erica Dawn Customs donated a cute fishing tumbler and a George Strait tumbler for you George Strait fans. And then we also had some Golden Tornado shirts donated and a Red Raven shirt donated. And we are donating 2 free weeks of childcare at ABC.
So lots of great prizes out there, a chance to win. So be mm-hmm. sure to get those tickets. And once again, how can everybody purchase some tickets? To help you guys with the pouring the concrete, because like I said, it's estimated around $10,000. How can people buy those tickets once again?
Okay. You can either go to our new website at abccoffeeville.com, or you can email us at abccoffeeville@gmail.com, or you may call 620-714-0817, or you can purchase from one of our ABC kids or ABC teachers.
And when will the drawing be for the sweepstakes for the prizes?
It will be April the 5th at 7:30. We're going to let the children draw out the tickets. We'll shake them all up and let them, we'll take turns and let different kids do it. But we'll say, okay, we're drawing for the beef now. And one of the kids will draw for that, and the winning numbers will be posted on our Facebook page and on our website, and then they will be posted at ABC. And so all you'll need to do is just claim your winning ticket and you'll be able to claim your prize.
So is it going to be like a live drawing or is it going to be like on Facebook, or how's the drawing going
to
work?
We may try to do it on Facebook.
Okay. Well, that's
If we can, that's what we're going to do. So
that's always a lot of fun. Yes. Facebook Live is a lot of fun.
It is.
Well, Sharon, I appreciate you coming in today, talking about this sweepstakes you guys have, and you guys do a great job over there at ABC. And I know you're very appreciated by the entire community. So we thank you for coming in today and talking about the sweepstakes, and hopefully you guys can raise all that money to get that get the rest of that lot poured.
Well, thank you, Kyle. I really appreciate you letting me come in and just visit with people and let them know what's going on. And we just appreciate being able to serve this community, and we appreciate everybody that has been so supportive.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. All right. That was Sharon Brown from ABC, Coffeeville's Christian Preschool and Childcare. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start open lines. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.